How would you respond to somebody who rolls up in a Rolls Royce, as opposed to somebody who rolls by with everything they own in a shopping cart? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at the book of James, chapter 2, and the challenge, don't favor the wealthy.
John, Jesus set the standard for treating all people with love and respect, particularly those on the bottom rung of the ladder. James bangs this drum too, and I'm not sure many of us can hear it without the sting of conviction.
Since we can all fall into this trap, it's human nature to respond positively toward those who are easy to look at, easy to like, or have something to offer.
And it's fallen human nature to look the other way when helpless, hopeless, and hurting people catch our eye. It's hard. It's heavy. It's a problem James addresses, warning believers, don't favor the haves over the have-nots. Mm-hmm. It's an issue today, just as it was in the first century.
Now, you could argue it was a bigger problem then, since the poverty gap was wider and there was no government program to bail you out. All the poorest of the poor had was the generosity of the wealthy.
In such a hierarchical society, it was easy for poor people to feel inferior. And when someone treats you as superior, it's easy to fall into the trap where you start to believe it, even start to like it.
Right.
How we treat people is a true test of our character. As Jesus said, what is it to like those who like you? Anyone can do that. The question is, how do you treat those who are hard to like, who offer nothing in return and who are unpopular? When Christians reach out to people who are typically ignored or rejected by the world, it sends a strong signal.
Yeah.
This is not natural, it's supernatural, and it reflects the character of Christ.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.